Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the two readings today, we see similar situations, yet two entirely different ways of dealing with them. Jeremiah is being plotted against by the people who want to kill him because what he says makes them upset. He points out their sinfulness and calls them to conversion. And in response to that, they want to kill him. And in the gospel reading, we hear our Lord telling us that he's going up to Jerusalem, where he's going to be handed over and mocked and scourged and crucified. And on the one hand, we see Jeremiah turning to the Lord and saying, does good always have to be repaid with evil? You know, save me from these people. Why should they do this? Then we have our Lord saying, this is the reason I came into the world. He came to give his life. He came to serve, not to be served. And he understood fully well that this was what needed to happen. When we reflect on Jeremiah and ponder the question, you know, does good always have to be repaid with evil? You know, that's certainly the way that it appears some days. You know, if you try to do what is right and good in the sight of God, you know, you're going to be ridiculed and rejected and persecuted. Well, that's true enough. Our Lord guaranteed it for his followers. Now, on the natural level, you know, we would say, that isn't fair, you know. It doesn't seem right. I mean, why would God allow this? Well, there's a very simple reason. You know, first of all, he allows it because he wants us to grow in holiness. He's told us that we're to love our enemies, to pray for our persecutors. Well, how are we going to do that if we never have the opportunity? Are we willing to do that? Well, it's only in the midst of suffering that we're going to grow in virtue. If everyone we knew was running around and patting us on the back and telling us that we're just the most wonderful person they know, you know, all that's going to do is fill us with pride. And that's going to rob us of any virtue that may have been there. On the other hand, you know, the Lord says to us, if you're going to try to be holy, if you're going to grow in virtue, if you're going to be more godlike, then you first need to be humble, and you need to prove that's really what you want. If what we want is to do good and be patted on the back, then I think that our Lord would look at us and say, you have already received your reward. But if we're truly going to be righteous, that means that we have to do what is right, even in the face of evil. that we have to stand up for the truth, even when it's rejected by others, that we have to be united with Christ, you know, even in his suffering and death. It's true that on a natural level, you know, people are going to reject us if we do what is right and good. We end up like Jeremiah in the first reading, being a censure to their conscience, and they don't like it. But that doesn't mean that we back off of doing what is right, you know, just because people don't like it. Although lots of people do, you know, they get frustrated, and instead of really striving for holiness, they simply say, well, I just want to be like all the other Catholics and settle for political correctness. So what we need to look at is how much we really want to grow, how much we really want to be like Christ. Nor are we willing to suffer with him, to be persecuted with him, and ultimately to be crucified with him? You know, are we willing to do what is right in the face of evil? Are we willing to serve, you know, even when our service is rejected? These are the things that our Lord came to do. And it may not be fair on a natural level, yet, you know, that's really irrelevant because our baptism has raised us to a supernatural level. You know, we have to look at God and see what he's trying to teach us. You know, he'll provide all the graces we need in every situation, although not always the way we think he ought to. You know, he freed St. Joan of Arc by allowing her to be burned at the stake. Not too pleasing a means of escape. You know, he freed Jesus perfectly from his passion and death by the resurrection, not by freeing him from the hands of his enemies. He will bring about conversion for the people for whom we pray and offer our suffering if we're willing to cooperate and to do God's will. And if we're willing to endure the fact that good is going to be repaid with evil, but when it comes to God, you know, who's going to repay us in eternity, you know, good is going to be repaid with a greater good. You know, just think of it. The little bit of good that we do in this life is going to be repaid with eternal life with Jesus and Mary, with all of the angels and saints in heaven. You know, when we look at it this way, then we need to ask ourselves, you know, is it worth the little bit of suffering that we have to endure to be able to obtain the reward that God will give to us? St. Paul tells us that he considered the sufferings of this life not even worthy to be compared with the joys that God has prepared for those who love him.